Good afternoon. I just want to make sure that I'm heard. Ashwini, can you hear me fine?
Segoia?
Yes.
Yes, you are a little faint. If you could get closer to the phone, that would be wonderful.
Is this better?
Much better.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. So, wow. All I can say is wow. As Anna said, what a party. And it's been just a fabulous day. I'm hearing a little, quite a bit of background noise. So once again, if folks could mute. Thank you. That's much better. Okay, and I'm sure everyone's old hands now at muting and unmuting, but if you wish to speak, press star 6 to unmute yourself, and then when you're finished, if you could press star 6 to mute yourself again. So we're going to begin this afternoon with a quote.
Sequoia?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's still background noise. So
okay.
Somebody has not gotten the memo. If we could all make sure. Thank you.
Could everyone please mute? Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. So we're going to begin the afternoon with a quote from Hafiz. I have 1,000 brilliant lies for the question, how are you? Just take a moment to see some of the brilliant lies that ego comes up when it responds to the question, how are you? Who would like to share what arose?
This is Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hey. Just seeing, like, there's always a looking to, well, how am I? and looking to conditioning and being like, mm-hmm. I'm all right, I'm hanging in there, there's like kind of the most frequent responses, and like the practice of I'm happy to be here has been really fun to bring to that question.
Uh-huh. So that practice of I'm happy to be here, it sounds like, has just really changed that orientation of looking to condition mind for the assessment.
Yeah. And it goes for so many things, because I was seeing earlier how ego is getting in on assessing how the day was going. It's like I would be present and enjoying things, and then it would be like, are you really present? It's like,
Wow.
Holy cow.
What a party pooper. So, yeah. So it would just ask you questions like, are you really present?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Thank you so much. It's just been a wonderful
day.
Thank
you, Ellie. Thank you. Who else?
Hi. Hello?
Hi. Yes.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Oh, okay. Hi, it's Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I just wanted to chime in with the other person, the practice of saying, I'm happy to be here, because it really grounds you in presence, because you don't have to think, how am I? It's just like, well, I'm happy to be here.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow, so that happy to be there is, I'm happy to be here, just really grounds you in presence, because there's no having to noodle.
Yes. And also just one other quick thing about the other one about the horse and things being mine. I'm so blessed to be here sitting in Central Park and just watching folks go by. And I noticed that there was some garbage strewn across the grass. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go pick that up. This is our park. And it was because of the previous session and just really feeling that I'm happy to be here. And here I am, and here I am, I guess. And what can I do to be of service? And that's what dropped in. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good show.
Just sitting there in Central Park, which is a great image, and just to, you know, there in front of you was that act, that was, one might say, a small act, but this act expressed your happiness to be there by acknowledging, hey, this is my park, and just getting up and taking care of, cleaning it up.
Let's see. And not just my park, but it's our park.
Our park.
It's all of us. We're all here. And, okay, someone left this for me to pick up because I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it. Go happy, and what a wonderful gift practice is and everything. So go happy.
Thank you, Anne, and thank you for participating. Who else?
This is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Okay, the word service kind of came up really strongly for me. And I kind of want to look at that a little bit further.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because there's a part of me that uses service to be safe. And I will make sure everybody around me is content, comfortable, happy in order to be safe. And I use service to do that. But there's another part that it seems like the only response to gratitude is service.
So you can see there's two sides. You can, the only response to for gratitude is to be of service. And then you also have this other experience of using service as a way to maintain safety.
That's my confession. Yes, because that's the only thing I really want is safety. And, you know, safety is comfort, and comfort is diabetes. It's a quick and slow and painful death. And, but, service, because, you know, there's this part of me that's, you know, still this lost 13-year-old girl, and I see other people around me also. It seems like anything I do for myself at this point is I don't want to be safe anymore.
You don't want to be safe anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, because and sometimes service is like, you know, you do it until you make it kind of thing. It's like some, you know, a lot of service is not like I did a pro bono job today, and I didn't, you know, there was no flow, there was no exchange, but it was the best job of the week.
So you're doing this service job today, and it was pro bono, and it turned out to be the best job of the week. And seeing that, you know, I think what you were saying earlier is that service, you perform service, and those acts of service evolve.
Evolve. And then the only thing that's left at the end of service is gratitude. So Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Gratitude. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. One thing I noticed when, you know, when I asked the question, you know, how are you? I think because I've been participating with Sangha, there wasn't that opportunity for conditioning to slip in. There was just kind of this wonderful sense of like, wow, happy to be here, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I just wanted to express some gratitude for that.
Yes. Yes. That we've been working with happy to be here for a while. And you just noticed that it just arose and that in response to that question, how are you?
Yes, yes, yes. And I love that. You know, I love that because, I mean, I don't even remember now when it first, you know, when it first happened. You know, I think it was on one of the morning shows, but that it's become now, we practice it together. And because we practice it together, it becomes, at this point, I'm thinking it becomes as common as anything that conditioning might want to try to make, you know, to say, right?
Wow. What a great point. We practice it together. And, you know, we're either practicing that conditioned response or we're practicing what's authentic. And we've had this wonderful opportunity to practice that together over and over again as a Sangha.
Yes, exactly. And I think that that's just a beautiful thing. And I feel so grateful for that, that I know we change up the language a lot. And I'm grateful for that, too, because it keeps us sort of, it keeps it very fresh. But whenever these new sort of things come in, they're just like these fun things. And it makes, for me, it makes me feel so connected. It's like we have, I don't know, we have our slogans we use. And it's, you know, it's just like, that's what we do. And,
yeah.
And it wakes us up. And it's fun.
Uh-huh. Yes. Boy, it's fun. It lights us up. And when, and there's this feeling of connection and practicing with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So deep gratitude. I just, this is such a beautiful day and gift, and happy birthday to everybody. And thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. And that's a great lead in to our next portion of the workshop. So we've been fortunately offered a practice on the morning show that we just were referring to that allows us to check in with a different source when we're asked the question, how are you? Instead of responding with 1,000 brilliant lies, we can check in with life and allow life to respond. As Hafiz also says, every sense of happiness heard your name. It has been running through the streets trying to find you. And several times in the last week, the beloved has come to my door, so sweetly asking for your address, wanting the beautiful warmth of your heart's fire. So let's practice being found by happiness. We're going to take 10 minutes now. And you can stay on the line muted, or you can call, dial back in at 425. And what we want you to do is to practice tuning into life, tuning into and letting life respond to the question, why is life happy that you are here? Why is life happy that you are here? So if you'll take 10 minutes now and record and listen to what your response to that, why is life happy that you are here? And we'll see you back at 4:25. So welcome back. And once again, if everyone could please star six to mute themselves. So what did you notice?
Hi, this is Arthur.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. What I saw was that happy to be here is how we all high-five one another.
Happy to be here is how we high-five one another.
It talks, it expresses the uniqueness of being part of this practice. But I saw it differently this morning at my Tai Chi class when I greeted a friend and asked her how she was. And she told me in the way we exemplify what most people do when you ask them how they are, they shrug their shoulders and say, well, in this case, that is exactly what happened. She shrugged her shoulders and said, well, not very good. In my mind, I rejected what she had just done. I asked her a question. She responded with her own, from her own life. And because I've become tuned in to happy to be here, I stopped listening to her, which seems to me to say something about what we're doing here. We're all talking to one another, and we're finally tuning what we're coming to understand about how we are. But there's a world of people out there who have no idea what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And those are the people we live our lives with. Mm-hmm. How to bridge, to be meaningful, to bridge and to make, to walk that walk. That seems to be the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at the challenge of bridging the walk that you're walking with practice and with the world at large, and just noticing the difference this morning when you spoke with the woman and her response is what often people will say, you know, shrug their shoulders, say not so good.
And normally without our fine-tuning happy to be here, I would have focused on what she was saying. But I kind of turned her off because she isn't a member of the club. She didn't speak our language. That seems to me something we have to be aware of, the making the pathway out to all the people with whom we share our lives.
Mm-hmm. And so you caught, you noticed that when it happened.
Oh, surely.
There was a desire, it sounds like a desire for connection.
Well, of course.
And yeah.
Suddenly I wasn't there for her in the way I might have otherwise been, because it was such an example. I mean, we even said that during the morning. This is what people normally say when you say, how are they?
Mm-hmm.
They up-dump their lives. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're not doing that anymore, and we're being very grateful for the fact that we're not doing it. But lots of people out there are doing it.
Yeah.
We don't want to cut them out.
And you really don't want to cut them out. You're looking for a way to be with them, no matter
of
what
course.
Their response is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
And may I take this opportunity to thank everyone. What an extraordinary job you folks have done. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, Sherry, for being
Thank you, Carol. Who else?
Hi, Izota here.
Hi, Izota.
Hi. I was looking at a similar thing about, I was recording about how I feel loved by life, like the last assignment. And I am going through a not so good time lately. And it was, I had the feeling that I could talk about how life loves me to the recorder. But I have to be careful with other people because since I'm asking other people for help, like to help me because I'm having some issues. So I'm asking like my colleagues to cover up for me, or I'm pulling up from some projects and stuff like that. I feel like saying to them, I'm happy to be here. It would be like, so why do you ask us for help, you know? So I do have a little bit of this same question, you know, because I want to represent who we are. And we are people who are happy to be here with whatever arises. But I do find it hard to model when talking to other people.
So you're looking at being at a period of time in your life when it's necessary to ask others for assistance? And looking at, it looks like there's, you're getting some information that maybe if you say you're happy to be here, if happy people don't ask for assistance.
Exactly.
is that what you're
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you seeing about that?
That, well, I'm seeing that thank God there is Sangha and thank God there is recording and listening. So.
Thank God there's, yes. Yeah.
So, doubt? May I offer something?
Certainly, yes, Gary.
I don't know what time we're finished, but what occurred to me about this is if we mindlessly turn it into, I'm happy to be here, then that would not be a good thing. But to me, with Carol's friend, I think it would be perfectly possible. Gosh, there's a lot of background.
Yeah.
Start 6 or something. Just a minute, and I'll get off of here, and then people can come back on.
Okay. Okay. Can you unmute and come back on now, Sherry? Or have I taken us into?
Hey. Did it work?
I'm still getting a lot of background.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Wow. If everybody would star 6 or mute, you can come back on as soon as I shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I know that my end said unmuted, so I don't know if I unmuted everyone.
Koya, can you mute everybody again?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
And ask people to mute.
Okay, everyone's muted, and they should be able to unmute themselves by pressing star 6. Sherry, can you?
Please don't do it. Right? We can, but please don't.
Yes.
Okay. So the thing with, to me, with Carol's friend, it would be perfectly possible to listen to how she is and to say to her, well, I'm happy you're here.
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm happy that you're here.
Yes.
Which is a very clear message that I get it. I understand you're having a hard time. And you may be having moments when you're definitely not in a place where I'm happy to be here with listening for you, mostly because there's a lack of understanding about what we're saying, which somebody made clear, right? That I'm saying no matter what's going on, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be here is what we're saying with that. And for Isota to be able to say to someone, you know, I'm happy to be here. It's a really difficult time, and I'm grateful to be here for it. And I really appreciate everything that people are doing to help me out. So it's not a message that is in conflict with anything. It's not denying anybody's experience.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Depending mm-hmm. on how we are approaching it, it's to bring us to clarity, us to center, so that we really are present to people, and we are expressing what is for us a very, very deep truth. I am grateful to be alive regardless of the circumstances.
Yes. Wow. Thank you, Sherry. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just what you modeled, I mean, for the woman, for Carol's friend, you know, to actually be heard by someone,
yes.
Or someone would actually hear her, and actually say, well, I'm really happy that you're, you know,
I'm really
you're
happy
here.
That you're here.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, my God.
I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that we've had this time together today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just could transform her day. And it's so connecting, and it's so authentic.
Yes. And it's true. And whether somebody is in a place in their life to understand that, I bet if they did understand it, in the vast majority of cases, people would feel and say the same thing. So I'm having a really, really hard time now. It doesn't mean I'm not grateful to be alive.
Yes. Yes. And for people
go ahead.
To see people. Just to see, for people to see that there's an option of saying the truth, I'm having a hard time, and it doesn't preclude that I'm
right.
also grateful to be alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And happy to be here for this experience. I know, I mean, I feel confident that this is going to pass. I'm going to be a different person as a result of it. I'm sure it's terribly character building or whatever we think somebody would understand. But yes, it doesn't mean I'm not happy to be here. That's a
yeah.
When we talk about happiness, when I talk about happiness, when I talk about fun, I'm not talking about carnival rides. It is a deep place in practice to be able to have fun with life as it is, to be happy
mm-hmm.
with our circumstances, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, mm-hmm. I hope that that's clarifying because, otherwise it's true. It could be alienating, as would anything that we did.
Yeah.
That comes from conditioning instead of center, right? So I can be the most egocentrically, karmically conditioned, sympathetic person and cause as much harm as I would ever cause with referring to a happy to be here that's coming from a sincere place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
I'll call now. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Janet.
This is Ashwini.
Okay, Ashwini.
I think Janice was before me, Sequoia. Do you want to take that one and then?
Yes.
Did I hear?
We have time for one person, and then we'll have Ashwini.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Janice.
Thank you. What I saw was that why life is happy that I'm here is because, like all of us, we're just unique, and we're all pieces of, like the cells of mm-hmm. the cells of life, And so only I can accept this particular invitation to come to the party as in this, you know, as this manifestation, this form. So here I am at the party. And I think life's happy because I keep saying yes to how whatever the party is. And when I really enjoyed hearing everybody today, that this came together, that we can celebrate the gift that's been given to us. And it just seems to me that life only manifests through all of us, like everybody, whether they're in this practice or they're not in this practice. It needs all of us and all of those experiences, whether they're happy, they're suffering. As long as I continue to be open and willing and curious and learning, knowing that I don't know things at all, then I think life's got a great big smile.
Life's got a great big smile, and yes, and that, you know, everyone is here as a part of the whole, as you say, a cell in the body of the Buddha. And to just say yes to all of it.
Yes. Deep gassho.
Deep gassho, Janice. Thank you. Ashwini.
So just going back to that conversation with Sherry, the thing that I got when I asked life why I was happy to be here, why life was happy for me to be here, was complete silence. And what I got is that there is no reason. You know, that complete sense of unconditionally, there is no reason. I'm here. That's just it. You know, that miracle of unconditional, that no, non-separation, where it wouldn't even be a question of whether or not there's happiness because of existence. And it's that place of what Sherry was pointing to, that place, such a deep place of complete presence, whatever it is, whatever is the experience in this node of intelligence. It's the joy of intelligence knowing itself, and that's just a happy process. There's no reason. There is no reason. And so it was just one of those delightful Zen questions, right? Why is life happy for me to be here? Life is just happy. There is no reason.
Wow.
So I just thought I'd offer that. Because the first place that one can go to, at least in my experience, when there is no answer, it's like I have to make up some reason. I have to find out something about me that I need to tune into in order for that happiness to be expressed. But to go to that place where it's not even a question is, I think, the gift of this practice, that we get to have that experience of such communion with existence that nothing can separate us from it. And it might not be our experience on a moment-by-moment basis, but it's our experience on a... It may only be an experience on a moment-by-moment basis, but it's the available experience.
Thank you. And actually, you said it that so beautifully, I don't even think I'm going to try to reflect. that was perfect. A perfect way to end our workshop. Thank you. Well, it's
thank
not
you, Sequoia.
Over. But it's not quite over yet. So we want to end with another poem by Hafiz. I'm happy even before I have a reason. I'm full of light even before the sky can greet the sun or the moon. Dear companions, we have been in love with the beloved for so very, very long. What can we do now but forever dance? We're all grateful to this practice, this Sangha, and the gift that is the guide. So let's express our gratitude with a happy to be here dance. And that's your assignment if you choose to accept it. Thank you all. Gosh, y'all.